the end of the 11th juz of the Holy Quran. In this juz, the first quarter of it is still the completion of the surah which we started yesterday, Surah Tawbah. Maybe Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions more things as far as spending time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here. More things about spending time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى, that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bought, made a deal, a business deal, من المؤمنين, from with those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Allah make a deal with you that you give him your life and your wealth, and in return for the two, بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will give you Jannah in return. Give Allah your life and your wealth, and in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you Jannah. Obviously tomorrow, because tomorrow is work, so we will not be able to talk much longer. Many people are tired already. Normally when we start talking, when I start talking, and many of the other ulama, they mention that all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had blessed us with Iman. Today I want to explain to you why everybody says this. That verses of the Holy Quran was recited in the Taraweeh tonight. Before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ. Of all the different nations on the face of the earth, there is one nation who brought Iman on the right time. فَنَفَعَهَا, the Iman brought them a benefit on the face of this earth. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam left from his people and he told them, within 3 days the punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzat will descend. But his leaving was not instructed by Allah Ta'ala. His understanding was taken from the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam before him. That is why that whole incident happened where the fish, where he was in the belly of the fish for that amount of time. Understand? Because he left from his town and it was not the instruction of Allah of that time, at that time. It was just something that he had understood from Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam before him. So when he left, and the people, because it is the word of a Nabi, Allah Rabbul Izzat will not make it such that his Nabi's word must become a lie. So Allah started bringing down conditions on the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. When they saw the conditions, they told everybody in the town, if we don't find Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam now and bring Iman on him and on Allah Rabbul Izzat, the punishment is going to descend on us. There's no doubt about it. They went and they searched for him and searched for him until they found him and they brought Iman on him. So Allah says, there is no nation who benefited on the face of the earth from their Iman like the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. لما آمنوا, when they brought Iman, كشفنا عنهم العذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا, we took away a very severe punishment from them in this life on the face of the earth. ومتعناهم إلى حين, we gave them to benefit from it for some time as long as Allah had decided. ولو شاء ربك, if Allah Ta'ala wanted, this is what I was telling you. Now I'm explaining why we say this at the beginning of every talk. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ, if Allah Rabbul Izzat wanted, لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, every person who is on the face of the earth would have brought Iman, would have believed in Allah. كُلُّهُمْ, each one of them, جَمِيعًا, every single soul. That is how many times Allah stresses on it. If Allah wanted, everybody would have been mu'min. Allah speaks to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you dislike people until they believe in Allah? This was a quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no friendship, there was no nothing with a person who disbelieved in Allah. Then Allah mentions this verse, remember this forever and ever in your lifetime. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ, it is not the choice of any human being, أَن تُؤْمِنَ, that he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa bi idhnillah, accepting with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand? Everybody understood what I said now. But I translate the verse again. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ, it is not the choice of any human being, أَن تُؤْمِنَ, that he will bring iman, he will accept Islam, illa bi-idhnillah, accepting with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not any person's choice that he will be a Muslim. Allah give you permission, you will be a Muslim. Allah don't give you permission, you will not be. Understand? This is from the Holy Quran. This is what Allah Himself has said. That is why, whenever we speak about iman, the first thing we do, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us from amongst those who believe in Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is indeed the mercy of Allah. So beloved brothers, this is something which you, a person, the ulama have mentioned to us many a times. It is something that you should make shukr for, you should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally on a different basis. Besides being grateful for the wealth and the health and the this and the that, over and above that, a person should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making him a believer in Allah. So let us see that how we can put this into practice. How we can put it into practice. How we can make it such that we understand the ni'mat and the blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Who's that guy?
Came to Gaza. The two guys.
They want to say something, they want us to say something. نويته أن سوم غد أن أدائي فرضي شهر رمضان هذه السنة لله تعالى.